to conform with the 70-day residency, and also that they're Hopi quality short farms, they should get elements of the bonus, and they could get 3, 6 or 9 cents, depending on if they meet the criteria. This is a suggestion we put forward to the minister. We did so in the bilateral talks when we were in at the beef forum, but now it did not get traction with the minister and meat industry. At that stage they were playing hardball, but now it is time. And I did say in my closing remarks on the night at the roundtable talks that Meat Industry Ireland needed to come a little bit further here and meet the genuine concerns of the ordinary farmer on the that's now back on the street again, because these issues were not resolved.
As you said, Meat Industry Ireland perhaps weren't too happy with that proposal at the time. Do you believe it's something they could see as a valid compromise and a compromise with which they can live?
Certainly, putting injunctions and court orders on individual farmers is something that will not be tolerated by even the general public. Will come on side here and support individual farmers, you know, the right to a peaceful protest. Compromise is now called for. The Minister for Agriculture has a big role to play here. He has got to reconvene, bring the stakeholders in and put those issues on the table for discussion and as a priority. We can't let this fester into next week. This has got to be done now.